This is the inside track. We're still at the Lee County Speedway car show today at Hy-Vee and Keokuk. And caught it for a minute with stock car driver Derek St. Clair. Derek, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you. This is a beautiful day, nice weather. Got a ton of cars here, and they all look good. I mean, I got both of my cars here. I got the ride-along car that we bought out last year. We take it track to track, mainly Lee County. But we take it and give ride-alongs for raffling off tickets and give ride-alongs with it. Then I got my main car, my 09 Lawson chassis. I got it all decaled up, man. It looks really good. I'm really happy with it and how it turned out.
Two beautiful cars. You may not know about this, but I was talking to your dad, Tracy, here a little bit earlier, and we kind of come up with a little plan sometime this season. I'd kind of like to, he wants you to take me on a ride-along and wire us both up so we can do a video and talk at the same time. That might be kind of fun.
Oh, that'll be a blast, yep. And I tell you, last year we kind of experimented with the ride-along car, you know, and it sounds like this year here is going to it's just blowing up. I mean, I have people all the time asking for rides, and I'm just more than welcome to give it to them because it's just not an opportunity you get very often, you know, and see the smiles on everybody's face when they get out of the car, and it's a good time.
Well, hopefully I'm saying faster and not screaming, because if I do, you guys will use that on me.
I've had a few people scream, and it's a good time. I mean, a couple of years back, I went up to Iowa Speedway and did a ride-along in one of their cars up there, and I enjoyed it, and so I kind of know how it feels. You know, yeah. I've done one in a dirt track. Everybody says they want to take me for a ride, but I don't know about that.
You might rather be behind the wheel.
I think I'd rather would be, yep.
Okay, moved over to the stock car class. Been getting stronger all the time in the stock car class, but boy, I mean, I say it all the time, talking to the other drivers, but you can probably attest to us more than almost anyone how tough that stock car class is.
It is, and it's really grown from the last few years, you know. And it's just, there's a lot more setup, I would say, that you have to really get your car dialed in every week, because there's everybody out there that's just got their car set up. I mean, it's just, that's the problem I've had in the past years here racing stock cars, is it's just, I do all my own setup on the car, and I do all the maintenance on it, and I also drive it every week. So I mean, it makes it tough to read what your car is doing sometimes, because it's just so many adjustments you can do.
A lot of adjustments, and have to pretty much, the competition is so close, so tough. You almost need three things. You need your car to be perfect. You need to be up on the wheel and ready to drive. And then on top of, if you could have both those things and then just have a little bad luck, something go wrong, somebody bump you just a hair, get you off of where you want to be. So many other things can happen. It takes a lot to get a win.
Yeah, that's another thing I like about this class. It's just not just one or two people winning. It's just at any given week, there could be anybody through the pack winning that race. I mean, because it's just everybody, everybody's fast, and everybody's got their game together, and it makes it challenging, which is fun.
I mean, you got your people like Jeff Mueller and Matt Greiner and those kind of drivers, and Jason Cook, but then you got people jump up there like Cale Sandberg did at the end of the season. You just never know who's gonna be tough.
Yep. I hope to be up there this year. I mean, I've read up on my notes from the past year, and I've done a few changes, so I hope to be up there with those guys this year.
One thing we know about you, it's not a loose nut behind the wheel. That nut behind the wheel is pretty good.
Thank you.
Who you got helping you?
I got Midwest Honda out of Keokuk, Iowa here. I'm working for them now, and I talked Richard into for a sponsorship this year, and he's never done that before. He's always been around the ATV racing and the bike racing, so it's a little different for him. I got TA Auto and Tire out of Keokuk. It's my father. He's been there with since I started from day one. You know, me and him, it really going us together through this racing. I got Rudd's Machine Shop. He helps out quite a bit with some of the work I need done on the car, and I got, man, it's been so long. I got
we can always walk around it.
Yeah, it's right here. I got Dura Motors out of Keokuk here. Dad does all the work for all the cars there. It's a really good shop there out there. I think that's pretty well it. I mean,
since I went to work there at at Keokuk Auto Credit. I've got a chance to see you a little bit more often than used to, and sounds like you're really liking it there at Midwest Performance.
Yep, I enjoy it. Richard's awesome. All the guys there in the service department. I got Jason Smith. He's a great service manager. Just everybody's just real friendly. It's a real family-orientated business there, and that's what I really like about it.
Derek St. Clair, thanks for talking with us on the Inside Track, and we wish you the best of luck this year in the stock car class.
Thank you. I hope to be seeing you this year.
Me too. Sounds great.
Thank you. Thanks.